Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time, today being Tuesday, the 7th of February, 2006, with another exciting broadcast here. And I want to make sure all of you know, again, as usual, you need something to write with and paper, what have you, to take notes. We're going to have a lot of details again today. First, the contact information. You may write Hour of the Time or HOT. P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925. The website, look for the updates daily. They don't always appear right on the front page. Obviously, when we have categories of research and areas and links, that's where we put them. HourOfTheTime.com. That's HourOfTheTime.com. My personal email address, if you'd like to write me directly via email, questions, comments, share research, complaints, what have you, is hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. The studio number is 928-333-2942. That's 928-333-2942. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a few of the details, things I need you to really think about first off and before we get into the core programming. Remember, when we have guests on, we're mentioning their websites, etc., you need to go there, ladies and gentlemen, and visit. I didn't just randomly pick that guest and website just to fill up airtime like some talk shows. There's a purpose. There's learning. There's education to take place. There's things you need to know there. Go there and let them know. All websites have comments, little guest sign-in rooms, etc. Let them know where you heard them, that you heard them on Hour of the Time on Christian Media Network, and that helps with the rapport with these guests. Some have gotten good response, some have gotten no response, yet you'll email me and say, oh, wonderful guest, I've already ordered the book, I've ordered 3 books, what have you, but they don't even know who it came from. So, you know, we don't get kickbacks on them, but it's nice that they know that their time that they took out of their schedule for a program that I tell them is a quality program, we have a quality audience, is appreciated. When they don't get any feedback, they have no clue if anybody heard them. Why should they take time out of their day then? So you need to be more responsive like that. If you don't have email, oh, well, right. We give out all the contact information for the guest always. Right, and tell them, hey, I'm really interested in your product, methodology, research, whatever it is. I heard you on Hour of the Time with Doyle, and it was a good show, and thank you for being on there. I learned a lot, but I need more info, whatever it is. Also, we are finalizing 3 to 4 different locales, facilities, / price rates for the conference packages. I will have all that on Friday from the last 2 people, all the input that I need to do to cover different areas as far as full-blown, everything's covered, facility, 3 meals a day, lodging, everything, down to a building and only lunch is served, and you take care, which, of course, substantially reduced pricing in that case. Therefore, maybe more of you can come. And you take care of your own lodging, whether that be in a trailer, camping, hotel room, however you want. All the guides for all the local area for the conference, around the conference area, will be available right after we do this decision. The reason Friday, I'll have the numbers, and so Rob and I can get it on the front page of the website. And you're simply going to click your vote on a particular category, full-blown package, partial package here. I take care of meals myself, or package with just lunch, and I take care of my lodging and meals both. And, of course, the pricing will reflect the different services. I need your input on that because I don't know what all of you want. I got some that want, they don't want to do anything. This is their vacation also. Others don't care. They want to camp out. This is their chance out of the city in a beautiful region, in the woods, wildlife, herbs, flowers. The weather's great, and this is their chance to camp out, and they've chosen that several times at past conferences. Others bring trailers and camp out. The facilities are available whichever way. I need your input. So at the end of the weekend, be looking for that. Next week is the only time it's going to be up. You have basically 5 days to go to the website, hourthetime.com, right on the front page, and vote for the facilities. When you vote, you're going to enter your email address. So that way I know that you are interested for the information packet. Then the end of next week, we'll have it all compiled. We'll know which way most people are satisfied with. And then I can send out the actual price schedule as far as deposit, middle payment, last payment, no refund after this date. Then I can do all that. So let me know if you intend on coming via email, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Also, you need to vote so I know what kind of facilities can handle. If you're, let's say, 50-50, can I get off the time at work or what have you right now? But you plan on coming, if that's the only hang-up, you need to vote as well so that I know what the bulk of the group would like to do. I obviously know from past attendees their preferences, and those vary. So that's why, because we've got a little of each one, we're going to just put it up on the front page, vote. Don't just vote for the heck of it to throw it off. We're going to know, because if your vote doesn't have a legitimate email address, I can send you the spreadsheet of the speaker schedule, the meals, the rates, then obviously your vote is just going to get wiped off the total. So if you don't have email, call the studio, 928-333-2942. Tell me your preference. Because come Monday, you can do that all the way through Friday morning of next week. You can call as well. Quick phone call. Hey, this package is the one. I'll be announcing those packages next week on Monday. We're going to skip the Cooper Classic, so I can get out that information for those of you who have to write or have to call that don't have internet access. You can hear right on the broadcast what the packages are, what the prices are, and what they include. Then we're going to settle on which one is most practical, and onward and upward we go. The schedule lineup is really cool for the speakers. I've covered that. Those of you who've shown interest already, I've emailed you the tentative schedule of what day even and what part of the day, morning, afternoon, evening, or all day, what have you, they're going to speak, and the topic's going to be covered. School of Natural Healing, Sandra Ellis, David Christopher, the masters, teaching like you would get taught as a student in their class in Utah, herbal preparations, the 10 most effective herbs in our whole country, why they're most effective, why they grow everywhere, how to prepare them, store them, dry them, tincture them, poultices, hands-on. Mel Bartholomew, hands-on square foot gardening, the concepts, the different stages you go through, right there, growth rates, expected yield rates, everything, overhead projections, displays, and then at the end of the week, we're just donating the gardens to the youth of the facility. All three of the facilities have some youth involvement, whether it's church, scouting, patriotic groups, etc. So they're just going to get those donated to them, so obviously he doesn't want to haul them back to his home with them. We also have the survival, shelter building, fieldcraft, woodcraft, and marksmanship classes. Class and field both. Just like the herb is going to be class and an herbal walk in the field. So you see it, touch it, feel it, smell of it, you know that herb. Okay, not just line drawings on an overhead projector or something. Same with the marksmanship. Safety, theory, practical exercises indoors, then move outdoors if you choose. The marksmanship range is going to be extracurricular, which means you pay for the ammunition on site. And if you're interested in that, I'll tell you the prices. You're going to get it at a wholesale price, though. I've already made the arrangements for what we're going to be teaching. Long range and short range, both rifle, shotgun, and pistol. So, and I'm going to have help of other firearms instructors, ballisticians. This is going to be really cool. The ballistics lab, those gentlemen are coming. They're just going to be on site to help in all the phases of marksmanship, putting their years of experience in there, into reloading, into the marksmanship principles, long-range shooting, there to answer questions. Okay, that gives you a basic idea. Also, the first day, the attendees will see the full DVD of that's going to be out here at the end of April or so, Bill's documentary biography that we've been working on with the professional film crews out of New York. It's almost done. The teasers are on the website, hourthetime.com. Then and only then, with the police reports, everything right there, if you want copies, by the end of the week, they'll be in your hands. You pay for the copy price only. Since you're going to carry them home, I'm not going to have to ship them of any of the reports. And then and only then, I don't want to hear it again the rest of the week, you have your final chance because we've covered it on the air, we've covered it on film. We've covered it in interviews on other shows, several other shows, question and answers about the events surrounding Bill's murder. The first night, and then it's done. I don't want to hear it again. If I hear it again the rest of the week, you walk up to me at some break and say, oh, what about this? You will get ate alive. So, but here's your chance. Open floor, question and answer, all the reports right there, all the information. You've already viewed the DVD, which will answer a bunch of the stuff. Anyway, hours and hours and hours of footage have went into that DVD. Every little detail, name, place, time, what the report said versus what was reported face-to-face by the same people that wrote the reports. That's all in the DVD. But here's your shot. So I suggest you attend. You're going to learn a lot. We have another speaker lined up. He's probably listening today, in fact. He hasn't been able to, it's not that he doesn't want to do it. He's working on a schedule. He's pretty sure he can. It's going to be another dynamic speaker, and he's got some cool topics. Many of you are familiar with him. I told him I wouldn't go around saying his name yet, though. So, as soon as he's decided, we'll be announcing him as well. Rob's going to do the corporate and holiday symbology in a PowerPoint digital projection presentation. Of course, right there, spoken, explained, the origin, the source, the history, but digital projection right off the laptops. As well, we're going to be showing the entire symbology seminar that Bill and I did in California that took 2 days of slideshows, video clips, etc. All those slides, everything, the notes that him and I wrote, I've got them all gathered, even itemized per slide where it came from, what the symbol is. Bill himself said on the air, face-to-face at the event, after the event, et cetera. That was really the zenith of his speaking engagements and research into symbology. And this is going to be on, again, digitally projected off the laptops, and the DVDs will be there of the exact same presentation, of course, with audio. We won't be doing the audio. We'll be explaining it live right there so you can ask questions. It's going to be a full week. You're going to learn food, how to supply your family, your friends, your loved ones, your militias, your church groups, your neighbors with good, healthy food with not much work. You're going to learn herbal preparations, identification, use, the most essential ones in this country, the top 10 list. Me and David Christopher and I had done classes on that over the air. Here it's going to be hands-on. The marksmanship, fieldcraft, woodcraft training, shelter building, fire building. If you're lost, how to get unlost really quick using field expedient techniques and, of course, good old standby compasses, etc. marksmanship training, like I said, long-range, short-range rifle, shotgun, and pistol. Basically, the three-gun course, as it's called. So, a lot to do, an excellent price for a week's worth of training, information, knowledge, learning, and the accommodations. I've already called local lodging if you choose that route rather than on-site or what have you. We already have discounts arranged at the hotel facilities in the area of the conference. You won't even have but about 10 minutes to drive, 15 at the most, to get to your facilities that have offered discounts, as well as select restaurants have offered discounts to attendees. If you just tell them, show them your attendee little pass. It's not nothing fancy. It doesn't ID you. It's not a microchip. It's just something I'm going to sign because they know me. You show it to them, you get a discount on the meals. I've already called on all that. So, a lot of exciting developments. The server fund. The server fund has to happen. The final transferring, et cetera, of the website from the current server, who someone got to our temporary one, why we get the equipment to serve our own website, our video clips, MP3 archives, everything in-house. So, that all the archive shows can be downloadable for your information, your donations at substantially reduced pricing versus requesting a set of CDs and shipping, et cetera, and time. Much more dynamic, quicker, faster. It's going to be really cool. We need your help. We have a lot of money to gather. There's some very minor, very minuscule phone upgrades to do, phone system, I should say, upgrades to do for certain aspects of the serving on the lines. Then, the server equipment and software itself and any peripherals, which, if you've interested in it, I have sent the details already in emails, and several of you have commented on them, that it's a very favorable proposition. Being more secure, being able to be much more dynamic, and react to changes in news 24/7, just instantly. Updates, news links, happenings around the world, economic updates. So it's a win-win situation. Now it's your time to step up to bat and help out. We can't keep carrying those of you who allow yourselves just to kick back and let everybody do stuff for you. That can't happen. You need to get involved. Okay, so server issue. If you want to donate, you can either donate via PayPal. Just use the donate button right on the front page of the website, hourthetime.com. There's a little comment thing. People all the time, hey, cool show the other day. Here's $10 to help out as a donation. Do that and say this is for the server fund. The same in writing, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Hour of the time or just HOT, H-O-T-T, post office knows. Indicate in there, hey, this is for the server fund. I want to help out with that because that is kept totally separate from the general operating fund. That way, we know exactly what we've got and how much more we need to get the equipment. The sooner we meet this goal, the sooner we can get the equipment and institute the changes that you have been asking for. The video clips, multiple sources of video clips, news clips, MP3 downloads of the entire catalog, everything in there will be available for a fraction of the donation asking price. As compared to me having to print the CD, print the cover, package it, the bubbled protective envelope, the postage, plus the time delay. So, I suggest you help out. We need to do this quickly. I don't want to be cumbersome, be a hindrance to the people who are good and in our research corps already working on the DVDs and stuff with us, by using their server for a very long time. It's just a temporary home, no changes to the website. You won't even know the difference when you type in hourthetime.com. So, but I don't want to be a hindrance to them or a nuisance. So we need to get off there onto our own equipment and institute all these changes, which are going to make us really cool, and it's going to allow us to change a lot of the things to fit what you have been asking for in the audience. Quicker, faster downloads, archives of even whole audio series, etc. Ebooks. We have ebooks ready to go. We just need a medium to distribute them on. And that will include like Quaviet, Morals and Dogma of 1871, etc. So, if you can help out, please do so. Now, today we're going to finish up, after this break, the tricks of the trade of psychological operations, most notably propaganda. We did this on Friday. We're going to continue today with the tricks of the trade per U.S. policy. This is right out of the notes and manuals from the military classes that I was in. This is how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. Just like Friday's show, the correlations are there every day. It's 100% proof of the bombardment that we are getting via the regular mass media, television, newspaper, commercialized radio, syndicated, that is. You can see the correlations right there. I pointed out plain as day, and it's U.S. policy. When I am reading something out of the notes or manuals that says U.S. policy is to do this, that's what it says. I'm not adding that in. So, these are excellent shows that you can donate for. $10 postage paid donation gets you the CDs. If you want multiple ones, we give breaks. Simply contact us. For instance, if you wanted Thursday, Friday, which is part one and two in today's, that's not the end of the series, but the end of Tricks of the Trade, and that's exactly what it's called, by the way. It's Appendix I is what it's famously known for in the manuals. But Tricks of the Trade is its slang term. Those three CDs would only be $25 because you're just saving us the effort of mailing out three envelopes and mail out one. So, donate for those. You can donate for them on the regular Donate for PayPal button or write me, either one, and just indicate I want this show, and this show. That helps us pay, obviously, our carriers, Christian Media Network, James. That helps us pay, obviously, the electricity, phone expenses, internet fees, paper, ink, everything that's involved in this operation. So get off your duff, get involved. Going to go to musical break. Make sure you have your notes ready. And we'll continue on and finish today with tricks of the trade and a few other tricks that I really don't want you to know about.
Something is too unpleasant, too shameful for us to entertain, we reject it. We erase it from our memory. But the imprint is always there. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time today, Tuesday, the 7th of February, 2006. Another broadcast here on Christian Media Network via AM and FM affiliates, satellite link, and internet feeds. I want to thank you for tuning in. You can thank yourself because you're going to get some killer information here. So to continue on with Tricks of the Trade, as it's better known, of Psychological Operations, the correct name of the more familiarly psychological warfare. Repetition. An idea or position is repeated in an attempt to elicit an almost automatic response from the audience or to reinforce an audience's opinion or attitude. This technique is extremely valid and useful because the human being is basically a creature of habit and develops skills and values by repetition, like walking, talking, codes of ethics, etc. An idea or position may be repeated many times in one message or in many messages. The intent is the same in both instances, namely, to elicit an immediate response or to reinforce an opinion or attitude. For instance, war on terror, terrorism, terrorist, 911. I have congressional authority. The Attorney General backs me. Senate approves these methods. Propaganda techniques based on the nature of the arguments used. The two major types of arguments used are rational and non-rational. When this category is used, it must be understood that the truth or falsity of the content has nothing to do with the nature of the argument. Thus, an elaborate structure of reasons proposed to a target audience might consist entirely of lies, but still qualify as a rational appeal. For instance, we need to attack Iran. They have a nuclear energy program. They house terrorists. We must win the war on terror. The outstanding example of a rational argument is one using the least of evils technique. Selection, case making, and card stacking also fall within this category of rationale arguments, as might appeals to authority and possibly testimonials. Non-rational arguments sometimes contain numerous virtue words or engage in considerable name-calling, but the mere presence of these characteristics is insufficient reason to label an argument non-rational. Propaganda is classified or can be classified on the basis of the inferred intent of the originator, anticipatory or preparatory. This type of propaganda is disseminated in order to bring the expectancies of the target audience in line with the realities of the situation. This technique, which prepares the audience for the worst, is used to soften the blow of an unfavorable situation or result. For instance, to win the war on terror and ensure our domestic safety and security, we have to lose men and women's lives. Divisive propaganda intentionally raises issues to stir up dissent and factions within the target audience. For instance, racial and economic strife. Hot potato is a technique in which the propagandist presents a potentially embarrassing event, situation, or issue in order to force the enemy to respond, knowing that the response will put the opponent in a bad light. Coercive propaganda uses forceful or threatening language in order to intimidate the target audience into supporting a position. Fear themes and messages are among the most effective means of influencing target audiences. Fear, which binds groups together against the outside, such as the fear that the enemy or the terrorist will block, erode, or destroy the basic values of the target audience, has long been used by individuals and groups having parochial interest. In the realm of politics, this is illustrated when factions within a political entity are bitterly split over an important issue and someone from the outside, the entity, enters the conflict with his solution to the divisive problem. The differing parties will immediately unite or close ranks against the outsider. Using fear messages, When doing this, give specific, simple instructions in offering a solution that minimizes the possibility of danger. For instance, the Attorney General and I have already looked over it. It is legal. I have constitutional authority. I have congressional backing. This message must state or infer that the action called for can be performed if the target follows precisely the simple and precise instructions given in the message. If you do not support the war on terror, then you do not support our troops. Hence, you are not an American. Hence, you threaten the security and safety of America. Right there is a five-point chain, as illustrated from the points above, of the rational used, even though, as they say, an elaborate structure of reasons proposed to a target audience might consist entirely of lies, but still qualify as a rational appeal. Remember, in fear messages, in giving the instructions, the psychological operator or campaign wants to affect the behavior, not test intelligence. Fear messages are most effective when they arouse fear for the safety and welfare of the individual, family members, and homeland. Fear messages are most effective when they arouse fear for the safety and welfare of the individual, family members, and homeland. The source of the message is prestigious and credible to the target audience. General so-and-so of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has checked it out, and they have weapons of mass destruction. Therefore, it must be valid. When the audience is not familiar with the details of the threat posed, ignorance of the details can be used to pose a threat and build fear. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. What are they? Where are they? Who built them? Who has them? Ignorance of the details can be used to pose a threat and build fear. When, again, members of the audience are self-centered, fear messages can be quite effective. And the target can take immediate action to execute simple, specific instructions. We must increase military enlistment. We are shorthanded. Fear of change. People fear change, particularly sudden and post-change, over which they have no control. They feel it will take from their status, wealth, family, friends, comfort, safety, security, life, or limb, or their homeland. That's why the man in the foxhole hesitates to leave it. He knows and is accustomed to the safety it affords. He is afraid that moving out of his foxhole will expose him to new and greater danger. That is why the psychological campaign must give him a safe, honorable way out of his predicament or situation. For the sake of our homeland and our national security, we must institute a national ID card system. We'll be safer. We must institute warrantless wiretapping searches and seizures. We must consider the use of inside our border hit squads on potential threats, without trial, jury, or due process. Terrorism. This is actual. I'm still reading, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. policy. The psychological operator can give a boomerang effect to enemy terror, making it reverberate against the practitioner, making him repugnant to his own people and all others who see the results of his heinous savagery. This can be done by disseminating fully captioned photographs in the populated areas of the homeland. Such leaflets will separate civilians from their armed forces in the terrorist region. It will give them a second thought about the decency and honorableness of their cause, make them wonder about the righteousness of their ideology, and make the terrorists repugnant to them. Follow-up leaflets can so-called fire the flames of repugnancy, indignation, doubt, as most civilizations find terror repugnant. Fully captioned photographs depicting terrorist acts and footage may be widely distributed, including in the nations sponsoring the enemy, where they will instill a deep revulsion in the general populace. Distribution in neutral countries is particularly desirable in order to swing the weight of unbiased humanitarian opinion against an enemy. For instance, Tony Blair. The enemy may try to rationalize and excuse its conduct, but in doing so, it will compound the adverse effects of its action because it can never deny the validity of true photographic representations of its acts. Thus, world opinion will sway to the side of the victimized people. Friendly territory and leaflet use and distribution should never take place under any circumstances. To distribute them in the friendly area in which the terrorist acts took place would only create feelings of insecurity. This would defeat the purpose of the psychological campaign or operator, which is to build confidence in the government or agency they represent. Now, for a little addendum here, this is an appendix that's widely used in your psychological warfare units. This appendix is kind of a key checklist of potential tools to use in a given situation. It's basically a breakdown of very proven, time-proven, small categories, tools that are very effective in getting the end result, ladies and gentlemen. And it's basically composed of graphics, music, and sound effects guidelines. That's essentially the whole gist of it right there. So, let's here cover those. Oftentimes in print media or moving picture media, scenery, street scenes, cities, towns, villages, hamlets, idyllic scenes for people, key personalities are essential. Famous actors or musicians, members of target audience, ethnic groups, ethnic diversity, crowds, children, and ordinary and extraordinary, charming, amusing, or sad and tragic poses, or general activities. Target audience, ethnic groups engaged in their various occupations. Military groups, accurate depiction of uniforms, arms, and equipment. Families at home, work, and play. Depictions of all possible emotions by individuals. Clothing of all groups and ages, both sexes, including common denominatory clothing. In the home, interiors, exteriors, all types of domiciles, private and public buildings, installations, factories, furniture and furnishings, food, food preparation, eating habits, sources of food, all can be very divisive tools in the propagandist arsenal. Non-economic events and activities. Activities involving U.S. friendly and enemy military personnel and target civilian population groups. Social activities of all groups and ages. Religious activities. Amusements. Sports and sporting events. And unusual events and incidents. Economic activities. Industrial, commercial, financial, agricultural, waterborne. Means of transportation, from human bearers to aircraft. Occupational and household equipment, tools and farm implements, weapons, utensils and cutlery. Of the art forms, music, dance, painting, drawing, sculpture. Representations of femininity, representations of masculinity, pornography, military records, photographic if possible, of MAP, aid, and other similar support, U.S. and foreign. Typical pre-MAP and aid conditions, especially of well-known buildings and installations. Record of war damages, particularly photographic. Records of friendly PSYOP and audience reactions. Long-range photography of frontline positions and fortifications. Photographs of the activities, comforts, and conditions of prisoners of war and civilian internees. Must not be in violation of rules of land warfare and pertinent conventions, that being Geneva. Sound effects. Musical openings. Closing bridges. Other sound effects are of vital importance to the dramatic emphasis which may be integrated into sound programs, whether that be radio, loudspeaker, television. Typical themes and sound effects that can be used and kept on file are fanfares to usher in processions or dignitaries. Music, connotating massive bustling activity of major proportions and importance. Musical announcements of a gathering of martial forces. Fanfares for important announcements like State of the Union addresses. Heavy dramatic openings that are serious. Light dramatic openings, such as the head of a state joking with the crowd or audience about a particular movie. Dramatic martial openings, especially for documentaries. Musical connotations of massive destruction as of a destroyed city, scorched earth, a deserted village, or wasteland. Musical suggestions of desperation, strong emotions, or agitation. Connotations of mysterious atmosphere with overtones of menace. Meditation-type music. Folk tunes. Patriotic music. Military, special, ceremonial. Religious music. Denied music. Some more musical and audio references to be used by the psychological operator. Street scenes, business activities, many people, shopping, bargaining, traffic tie-ups. Swirling fogs that are musically described, treachery, musically invoked. Musical descriptions of the emotional reactions to a moral blow or to the worst possible news. Connotations in music of the awakening of anger followed by that which evokes mysterious menace and purposeful revenge. Dangerous actions. Tone pictures of early morning. Of an awakening. Of new beginning. Peasant gatherings. Music of people at work. Creating. Hope. Awakening. Help is coming. Music for the approach of the unknown, a steady approach, closer and closer. A poignant stab, an emotional shock, changes to the mood of mystery. Stabs and holds repeated to build up tension, varying lengths. Light dramatic curtains, heavy dramatic curtains. Documentary curtains, fear music, reactions to approaching disasters. Sadness or loss of something dear, security, the homeland. Excitement, hurry, confusion, bustle. Sounds of military action, street noise, airport sounds, animal suffering. Sounds of various types of vehicles. School bells, children at play. Churches, mosques, temples, etc. Playing bells, gongs, drums, songs and dances. Harbor sounds, truck, rail, and other transportation sounds. All these are effective tools in the arsenal to the propagandist to be used in the media to influence the target audience per U.S. policy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are interested in some prefabricated psychological operations check sheets, simply email me, hourthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourthetime@hotmail.com. You can simply take these sheets, ladies and gentlemen, use them in your local area media. Do the breakdowns like I taught last Thursday, last Friday, like I finished today with Tricks of the Trade. Use those exact tips. Analyze the data, just like I already taught you on the air, and you will quickly tune in on the propaganda campaigns being used in this country against American citizens, especially those to turn people against those of us who support our country more so than the average American, those of us who want a return to constitutional government, those of us who want a return to republic, those of us who want a restoration of our freedoms and constitution. We are quickly becoming the greatest enemy because of propaganda and PSYOP or psychological operation campaigns, ladies and gentlemen. I've given you the tools again here so that you yourself can go out and verify it. I'm offering you the worksheets. Write me. Make a donation to cover the cost of shipping. I'll send you forms, checklists, the tips of the trade, so that you can evaluate right in your own sources, just like you learned, and pinpoint the particular psychological operations taking place and, as instructed, note its effects in your area. Note its effects to the target audience, those around you at work, based on what newspapers they read and how effective is a particular cover story. Ladies and gentlemen, with this, these tools, like we'd like to give you, instead of doing the fishing for you and giving you fish to eat, how about we teach you how to fish and you do it yourself? Here we are giving you the tools again on audio. Donate what you think it's worth to you and to keep this message alive so that we can continue on, and I'll send you a bunch of these check sheets, exact data, right out of U.S. policy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go do a quick musical break here and then wrap her up. I have a few more announcements. Today is part 3 of the PSYOPs or Psychological Operations series. Today being end of Tricks of the Trade and tools for the propagandists to use in the media. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to the Hour of the Time today, the 7th of February, Tuesday, 2006. Another broadcast here on Christian Media Network. You're listening via internet feeds, satellite link, and AM and FM affiliates. To write the Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com. Be sure to look for daily updates. Not necessarily on the front page. You're going to have to do some looking. We're not going to put them up there and then move them again to the department where they belong in. Also, this weekend will be posted the voting on the basic housing food parameters of the conference. With the voting terminating Friday morning, us announcing the results, the price breakdown, deadlines, etc. So you can have plenty of time. We're talking August 6th through the 12th. An immense amount of hands-on learning for some of the best around the country, speakers, teachers, herbalists, engineers, marksmen, ballisticians, survival, as well as all the peripheral presentations, the essentially Mystery Babylon on video form to be shown right from the exact slideshows and presentations that Bill and I used in California, as well as Rob doing corporate symbology, holiday symbology, origins, histories, effects. For instance, today, right now, during the show, and as you heard at the break, several of the musical tidbits we just referenced right from the manual. These are on a CD even. They make the tools out there for the psychological operator to use to be more effective. I have a full CD, some 80 different tracks of everything to instill fear and hope, desperation, major changes in your situation, or homeland, as they put it. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget we need help with the server fund that has to take place. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, remember, the Hour of the Time is listener-supported. Without your support, we cannot maintain our website presence, our broadcast presence, the operations, the research, giving you the tools, like the last three broadcasts, how to understand U.S. policy on psychological operations, the tools, the tricks of the trade, the form breaks down, how to analyze it, and to see directly what the policies are, whether they've been stated or not, and to see who the target audience is. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, you have to give me input on this conference. I've got input from several of you who are close to me, a few of you who I know via email or letters and sharing research, but not really, really well, like some of the close friends we've had for years. You've already said you're going, when is the deposit due, da da da. But you haven't told me anything else. How many are you bringing? I asked you to indicate that. The total numbers will greatly affect the price of the accommodations and food. Accommodation going down, but food going up, obviously. So you need to give me that feedback, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's the best and quickest way. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. And be sure to tune every day to the Hour of the Time here on Christian Media Network via internet feeds, AM and FM radio, and satellite link. I hope everyone has an astudious and wonderful afternoon.